Good morning. Thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show. I appreciate you tuning in. If you've ever missed any of the conversations during the course of the 4.5 hours, although this week it's 5 hours of programming gold, you get an extra half hour. So be grateful. You can most certainly go out to WSAU.com and all of the banter, conversations, etc. are all out there on the podcast portion of our website. I am delighted this morning to be joined by Alex Ignatowski. He works for Institute for Reforming Governor. Oh my gosh, I'm speaking faster than I'm thinking. He works for the Institute for Reforming Government, and I wanted to say he worked in Governor Walker's administration in a cabinet-level position with the Department of Financial Institutions. Also, as a policy and legislative advisor at the Department of Health Services and as an advisor to several Public Service Commission commissioners. Now, if you just slow down, Meg, you can get all that in. Alex Ignatowski, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Well, you know, I guess I just had to say that because, you know, it's Monday and I don't know how great anyone can be on a Monday after an excellent weekend off, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's Monday, and I go with the phrase of fake it till you make it. So okay. It's a great Monday. It's a great start to the week.
All right, fake it till you make it. I'm going to just implement that as my mantra for today, at least for today. So I want to talk about, and we'll just start faking it right now, but the state of Wisconsin public debt is, it's kind of not the most uplifting news, I presume.
Sure. Yeah, so this is not really a topic that a lot of other groups look into, but we figured since the budget just concluded, this would be a good time to dive into the state's finances and see how we are doing as far as debt load and things like that. And yeah, the amount of debt that we have right now withstanding in Wisconsin is about $13.1 billion. It's not all bad news, and that's simply because the state of Wisconsin has a constitutional requirement that the legislature has to pass a balanced budget. And so over the last decade or so, we've maintained a essentially flat level of debt going through the last couple bienniums. So we're at about $13.1 billion. It's been that way for about the last 10 years. This last budget has been interesting in the fact that the legislature decided to borrow less, about a 60% decrease in borrowing. Last budget was at $1.6 billion in new bonding. This time around, it's at about $600 million. They chose to use cash to essentially pay for some capital projects and pay off some other debt. So in that regard, we are moving generally in the right direction, and there's a little bit of stability within our debt load and debt payments.
So I got to ask, those of us who live in the real world, yourself included, that have to adhere to a budget, or if you don't pay your bills, you don't have a happy life. Why wouldn't we? Because we have such a surplus. Why would we borrow any money at all?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what the government has decided, and a lot of local governments do this as well, is that when you have a capital expenditure or something where we're going to be spending a lot of money on an asset that's going to last for 30, 60, 90 years, it would make sense, financial sense, to go ahead and borrow for the cost of that asset and break it out over a string of 15, 20, 30 years like you would for a mortgage on your own home. In Wisconsin, we have, it's a significant amount of debt. $13.1 billion, if you look at our state budget, is about almost $100 billion now. You're looking at a little over 10% is what the ratio is. But then you look at some other states, you look at Illinois, which makes everybody look like a financial wizard. They're at $218 billion in debt right now. $186 billion of that is just their pension problems that they have.
Gosh, I'm not feeling very uplifted, Alex. That's a lot of debt. And it's interesting to me that it at least from my perspective, or in my opinion, it seems as if one side of the aisle, those on the left, Democrats, what they constantly want to do is spend and spend and spend and spend. Mm-hmm. And whereas conversely, those on the right try to, at least most of them, try to exercise some, some discipline and acknowledge that we can't continue to tax those of us to death here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know this, in the last budget, before we all started going down this road, we had a $7 billion surplus. Now that the budget is passed and signed with the vetoes, we now have a $4 billion surplus because the tax cuts that the legislature put in were vetoed by the governor. But if you look at the budget itself, I mean, all of this discussion on debt goes to a conversation on spending. And you're exactly right. So the budget itself is 6.4% less than what the governor requested in his budget, which was unrealistic if you look at what it would have done to the surplus at the end of the biennium. It would have created a deficit of $2 billion. But it's still an 11.7% increase over the last budget. So we're going from $89 billion in the last biennium to now spending $99 billion, or just about $99 billion. So we need to have a conversation in the state about spending for sure. And we're hoping that, you know, we can do that in the next couple of years here.
It, does fiscal responsibility even resonate with those on the left? I mean, I just don't, based on what I've, well, you already referenced the historic tax cuts that the Republican legislature proposed that mm-hmm. Tony Evers promptly vetoed. And, you mm-hmm. know, and I guess I just think, will we ever see a Democrat that would support any kind of tax relief for the hardworking taxpayers here in Wisconsin?
Well, that's our hope. We're in divided government. We're hoping that the legislature can start to work with the governor on a plan that will, you know, get his signature. So we believe that the plan that was originally passed by the legislature was fantastic. It offered $3.5 billion in tax cuts for middle-class Wisconsinites. It reduced the rate on every single bracket within the tax code and actually collapsed two of the brackets into one single lower rate. And would have provided tax relief across the broad spectrum of income earners in Wisconsin. And what the governor did was he went in and slashed 95% of that. So there's $4 billion on the table. We're hoping that we can work with all the stakeholders here to find something that will provide the biggest, largest impact for average Wisconsinites across the state and give the biggest tax cut for everybody. And there's enough money on the table to be able to do that. It just needs to be, you know, just in the political realities that we live in right now, it needs to get the signature of the governor, and we're hoping that we can get something done.
So I guess I'll just ask this question again in another way. I mean, do you believe that, I mean, the only way we're going to see relief and potentially a flat tax is with a Republican governor? I mean, we're not going to accomplish that with Tony Evers, obviously.
Yeah, so we think at IRG, the gold standard is not just a flat tax, but it's a wholesale elimination of the income tax. We think a tax based on consumption, where you increase the sales tax slightly to bring in enough revenue into the state for their operations, but then you let people keep more of their income and don't put them on this progressive scale of the more money you make, the more money the government is going to take from you. Mm-hmm. So a flat tax would be great. It would be a move in the right direction. And I think you're kind of hitting it right on the head. I think with the governor that we have in office, what we need to do pragmatically to get the most done is try to get the biggest, the largest tax cut on the table for him to sign as possible. And then after 2026, maybe we can have a conversation about what taxes look like in Wisconsin.
What, I mean, what's their argument? Because, you know, the way that you just described it in raising the sales tax in order to make up for the difference in what, you know, if we eliminate income tax, what's the problem? I mean, money is money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I believe that some folks are very wedded to the idea of having a progressive income tax, especially those on the left side of the aisle. However, if you look at some of the states surrounding us, like Illinois, they have a 4.95% flat tax, and that is a state that is run by Democrats. This is not a left versus right issue. I think the idea of reducing income taxes helps people on every single level of the income earning levels to provide for themselves. And, you know, we believe, and this is said more than enough by a lot of different groups, is that we believe that the taxpayers know best what to do with their money better than the government does.
That's ironic.
And so we need to find a way to keep that money in everybody's pocket, because that, and the long-term effect of that is that we can have an effect on spending at the government level as well. I mean, we have a $4 billion surplus right now. That's money that the government is holding right now that should be back in everybody else's pocket.
Yeah. Well, and we know that if they can, they'll figure out a way to spend it. I mean, we talked about during the gubernatorial campaign, it was Tony Evers' personal slush fund is walking around cash to entice people to vote for him. What I was going to say is it's ironic that they are not in favor. I thought that progressive was a buzzword on the left, that they wouldn't be in favor of progressive tax. They're in favor of everything else, what they like to characterize as progressive, although I would say it's regressive. But so let's talk a little bit about, before we run out of time, what you anticipate, or if you can preview what you think is coming up in the fall legislative session with regard to potentially another stab at cutting taxes for Wisconsin taxpayers.
Yeah, so I think that's the big item. We have to see how things start to settle here. The legislature has been pretty quiet as of right now. It's summer. It's a summer break for everybody, but things are going to start getting busy again in the next couple weeks. So taxes are going to be a huge item. You know, IRG has put out a lot of really good information. I would encourage your listeners to look at reforminggovernment.org for some of the papers that we put out on tax. Very short, very readable, great information in there. We worked with a great group of economists to put some of that stuff together. We think taxes is going to be a big item. But there's some other stuff that's going to be happening this fall when it relates to how we address the teacher shortage in Wisconsin, mental health issues. The governor said that this is the year of mental health. Mental health does remain a big issue in Wisconsin, but it seems like government regulatory structures and occupational licensure get in the way of getting mental health care to people that need it. Business courts, as we saw last week, the court has now flipped. Business courts, if for folks that don't know, business courts are a separate part of the court system in Wisconsin that allow for businesses, corporations to have an expert judge and courtroom to decide on legal, corporate issues. It's been very successful in Wisconsin, but it was created by the Supreme Court. There's a bill out there right now to put that in the statute so that the new court can't get rid of it. That's something that we're going to be working on. And then, of course, oversight. We think that the necessary and proper role of the legislature is to provide oversight on the executive branch. IRG is going to continue to work with legislators, chairmen of various committees to provide oversight on all the different functions of the executive branch and holding them to account and shining some transparency on some of the programs.
Do you, you just said that you work with legislators. Are you given meetings with, are there any Democrats that are persuadable that might perhaps sign on to some tax cut, tax relief like bills so that they can get across the finish line and signed into law?
Sure. So through our sister organization, IRG Action, we work with the legislature on some of these items. I think that if you would talk to some of our legislators that are on the other side of the aisle, on the left side of the aisle, they will agree in private to that, tax cuts are a good thing. But the talking points, the political atmosphere in the state and in the country are such that it's hard for them to come out and say, yes, we do need tax cuts because it will help my constituents. It will help middle class Wisconsinites across the state, and it helps small businesses that file their taxes through the individual income tax rates. So these are not, quote unquote, tax cuts for the rich. They're for the hardworking people on Main Street in every Wisconsin town across the state. And we can make that case, and that's what we've tried to do at IRG, and we'll make the case again this fall to try to get the biggest tax cut possible.
You know, I guess the only way I can characterize all of this is I talk about this all the time, and I lament about it. I'm probably in good company right now, but politics is really a racket. I don't know how else to characterize it, because, you know, just what you described about in private, Democrats will acknowledge that, yes, these are good ideas. These are ideas that these are policies that will help my constituents, but I can't acknowledge it publicly. I can't even support it publicly. In fact, I can't even support it at all, although I know that it's the right thing to do. Isn't that a tragedy?
It's an interesting state of affairs, but you know, I'm an optimist.
All right.
In IRG, our goal is to get out there, get the information out to the public so that they can let their elected representatives know what they think is the right thing to do. Tax cuts work for everybody in Wisconsin. You know, Democratic states, they do tax cuts. They have flat tax rates. And it's great for business, which is great for the individual middle-class Wisconsinite across the state. And we're going to keep making that case because somebody has to. And we're going to continue doing that this fall. We're going to do it next session. And we're going to keep doing it into the future.
Alex Ignatowski, can you give me your website URL for our listeners?
Sure. It's reforminggovernment.org. And if you're interested to check out our sister organization, that is irgaction.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alex. Fake it until you make it. I'm gonna go with that this week. We'll see how well I do. And look forward to our next conversation. Thank you so much for what your organization does. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate it. I feel like you're the watchdogs, and you're one of many great conservative organizations that are keeping an eye on our state legislature, and they need to be kept on track.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Meg. Have a great Monday. It's the start of a brand new great week.
Absolutely. I like your optimism. Take care, Alex. We'll talk again soon. I'm going to go to a break. I'll be right back on the Meg Ellison Show on WSAU.